All right, you want to start?
Yeah, okay. You know, this is surprising because I'm not going to laugh. Now
You're
I
not
want to
gonna laugh.
laugh. Oh! All right, okay. All right, here's to you guys. It has been forever. Oh
It's
my
been a fat
gosh.
minute,
It
bro.
has been a fat minute.
We
Dang.
learned that our last episode was in February, but of this year. So character growth, I think so.
Yeah. A lot of character growth, let me tell you.
Yes. But if you forgot who we are, my name is Briley.
And my name is Denise.
And we're your host of High Standards.
We are. You want to know what's
Thank
crazy? Sorry.
you. You're good.
We could probably like hear like our voices mature through the episodes. Like if we like listen
Bro,
back
barely.
barely, maybe
Puberty
like
is over. Puberty is over, dude.
maybe like a year maybe like a year from now we'll like,
Oh.
well, not even just like our voices, but also like the way we speak, like the
We'll sound more,
vocabulary we use.
yeah, adult like,
Yeah. Or like
possibly.
just our thought process.
I mean, that's the goal. That's why you
Yeah.
create a podcast when you're. When do we start this?
Sophomore year.
Okay. That's why you start a podcast when you're like 15. Ew. Anyway, yeah, so thanks for coming back, or thanks for listening for the first time. Hopefully we're entertaining. Hopefully we're not annoying, and hopefully you can make it through the entire episode, because that's always the goal.
Yeah.
All right. Today, we're going to be talking about burnout.
Yes.
So I decided to create my definition of burnout just to give us a guiding light here or whatever.
Yeah.
So what is burnout? Well, to me, burnout is a state of both physical and mental exhaustion. Emphasis on the mental exhaustion part.
Yeah.
And I feel like burnout is after a period of heavy activity, using all parts of your body, your brain and your physical being and your emotions and whatnot. And then
Yeah.
you get to a point where you just kind of collapse in a
Yeah.
metaphorical sense.
Yeah.
So what do you think about burnout, Denise?
I think burnout is when, so like it's when you've pushed yourself right past your breaking point, or like you've pushed yourself past, I don't know, you like push yourself to exhaustion.
Yeah.
Like you've done too much, and now like the only thing that you can do is just like you said, like figuratively or metaphorically collapse. Like you don't have to like physically collapse, of course, but
You can. That's the thing. That is the thing.
you can, but
Yeah.
like your life collapses, and girl, why am I laughing?
Don't know. I don't know why you're laughing. I don't know.
Cause like this is it's speaking to me right now, Riley. Like it's
Damn.
sorry. I'm sorry.
Why are you yelling?
I don't know. I've been yelling a lot the past few days, so
Sorry to all headphone
I
users. This is
know.
unnecessary.
Bear bear with me right now. But yeah, you just like push yourself too far. That is all.
So, our first question is, what does burnout feel like?
Oh boy.
You give a general feeling, a specific feeling.
Okay.
I feel like for me, burnout is like the closest I've ever gotten to, like, I guess it's like a depressive state for me
Yeah.
personally. I just kind of like stop. Everything
Yeah.
just kind of stops. You take like five naps in a day. Everything is very, it's like the world is moving in slow motion, or you're moving in slow motion, and the world is just
Yeah.
moving around you. It's like,
Yeah.
you know, in Twilight. Have you ever watched Twilight?
Yes, but like secondhand.
Okay, there's a scene in, I think it's the first movie, where it's after like Edward leaves Bella or something, and she's like standing in the window and you see all the seasons change.
Oh my
god. That's what my aunt feels like.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm Bella. I'm Bella Swan, and I'm watching the seasons change from the comfort of my bedroom. What do you, how do you feel? How would you describe the feeling of burnout?
I would say, like, the same. Like, it feels like a depressive state. Like, maybe, maybe homegirl's been depressed. I don't want to, like, self-diagnose or anything. Or maybe I've just been, like, burnt out. But just, like, you don't want to put energy in anything anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, you are tired and you don't want to do anything. You want to do the bare minimum because you want to exert as little energy as possible because, again, you're just tired. Like, you don't, you want to have fun, I guess, but, like, you don't want to do anything because that requires energy. Or, like, for me specifically, like, my dance teacher knows this. Like, I was, like, on the snack grind all school year. And that's because, like, I didn't feel like putting energy into cooking myself food because that took time. And I, like, it was too much. Like, I would literally just, like, throw, like, bags of pretzels in my lunchbox or my backpack because that was the bare minimum. Or, like, you, like, okay, this is probably, like, anyways, like, you, like, start to, like, lose sight of a lot of things. Like, you forget why you're doing things. Like,
it's like a,
you forget, like the things you enjoy.
It's like a genuine existential crisis.
Yes, like that's literally been my junior year. Oh my god.
You have like moments that are like, okay, like we talked about this yesterday. I describe myself as a realist with pessimistic tendencies, right?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of always on like a sad track. Like it's just, it's just my personality. Like I'm always talking about how we go to school to get a job and then to work until we retire and eventually die. Like that's all life is, right? You work and you die. But with burnout, it's like you feel like, I actually feel sadness about it. Like, I feel, I'm like, wow, what am I existing for?
Yeah.
Like, why did I just spend a month of my life on this project for it to be over? Why? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Burnout is like a different kind of crisis.
Yeah.
It's a breakdown of sorts.
Yeah. Burnout.
Like, you just feel stuck.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, and you're, for like, yeah.
No, you're good. Go.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I just need to say, I feel like, you know that what's next, right? It's like, you can, maybe this is just me. I feel like I can see everything. And it's like, but is any of that really worth it? Like, why am I working so hard? Why am I trying so hard? And sometimes, an alternative kind of burnout is where you just feel like you just need to recharge.
Mm-hmm.
Which that one's the more positive kind. Like, I feel like when summer first starts, that's the kind of burnout I always fall into.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as the school year is over, like, that first week of summer, I'm not doing anything, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm, like, sleeping the entire day. Like, binge watching TV shows, and I don't even, like, stay awake for the shows that I said I was gonna watch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm snacking the amount of ice cream I've eaten. But I feel like that one's okay because then I can see that this is like, I can feel it being temporary.
Yeah.
But burnout in the midst of like, of life, like,
yeah,
everything's really happening and then burnout just hits you. That one's the bad one. That's like,
yeah. And like, for, like, tryhards, like, oh my god. I hate characterizing myself as that. Anyways, we're gonna have an episode on self-worth one day. And, Yeah. So, like, you just, like, you want to stop. But, like, you see, like, it's like a double-edged sword. Like, if I stop, I'm going to fail to make progress in X, Y, Z. But if I don't stop, I will make progress, but I'm still going to be tired, so I'm not going to be able to make as much progress. as I would if I wasn't tired, if that makes sense. So, like, regardless of what you do, like, recharging is going to set you behind somehow. And, like, no recharge period is going to be enough. So what's the point in recharging?
And it's also always knowing that when you stop, somebody else is still going.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, people be working overtime.
Yeah.
For real, for real. And it's like, I feel like I need a break. But there are some people who will never take a break.
Yeah.
And literally until the day they die.
Yeah.
You know? And I can't say I'm one of those I'll sleep when I'm dead people, because I want to sleep now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just, yeah.
And it, like, it really hurts watching other people being burnt out. Like, makes me really sad.
Especially when people don't realize they're burnout.
Yeah.
Like, people who, you can tell that they've been, like, pushed their whole life. And it's like burnout is like they've like blocked it out of their brain.
Oh,
like,
my God, why do I want to cry? Oh my
girl,
God.
Girl, no.
It's yes. I know.
Don't be busting tears early in the morning.
Not busting tears. Bust it. Bust it.
Stop.
Yeah.
But okay, moving on. That was I feel like
No. Do we need to dive deeper?
No, we're gonna keep going. That was just because the question was, what does it feel like?
And okay. Then,
and we started bleeding into the next question was, why does it exist?
Why?
So I feel like we're getting there anyway, because we were talking about like kids who are pushed their whole lives and like ignore the fact that their burnout is.
You want to know one thing that is like push this burnout stuff? Sorry, that was not very intellectual.
Her phrasing was interesting.
I know.
I was like, I'm sorry. Not following.
Riley, you know, like the screaming stuff I was talking about? Well, I've been experiencing mental fogginess too. And I'm also tired right now. So
burnout, bro.
I know. So something that's really been fueling the come up of burnout. See, my phrasing was better then. Okay. Mm. What? What do you mean? Mm.
The come up of burnout?
That's literally what you just said.
Anyway,
I'm trying. The rise of burnout.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think something that's really been fueling burnout in the United States, especially, and across the world, is this idea of meritocracy and being like very
vocabulary
and being very and being like very selective about where it applies and like the context in which it is applicable, like for example, like students are like ranked against each other, and that's like really toxic. And as you said, like, if you stop, someone else is going. That's, like, in the mindset of students. So, like, not only in their schools, but also in terms of college admissions. And, like, you feel like whatever you do, it's not enough. And, like, that kind of mindset applies to me. Like, whatever I do, it's not enough. I can always do more. So, like, when I look at all the stuff I'm doing, I think to myself, oh, I'm not really doing that much. But then later, when I think about it, I'm like, dude, you're overloading yourself.
Yes. No, legitimately.
Yes.
I'm like, I feel like in comparison to people, I'm like not doing anything, right? Like when I'm comparing myself to other kids, like you included, like I'm not doing anything, bro.
Bro, what?
But when I sit and I look and I'm like, why is there so many things on your schedule?
Yeah.
Why is your calendar full, bro? Like,
yeah.
Literally, I'm 17 and like school is like a job. Like, why am I at school all day? Why?
Yeah.
Why would I be at school from like 7 in the morning to like 7 at night? That does not make sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, oh, wow, you are kind of doing a lot.
Yeah.
But once again, it's like one of those things, like, if you don't stop, then you never realize it.
Yeah.
But if you give yourself like 5 minutes just to sit with your brain, you'll be like, something is wrong with me.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely a crazy person for allowing myself
yeah.
to do all of these things. It's like, do I like being stressed? Do I enjoy like destroying my own body?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. And like the selectivity of meritocracy, like, I think we've like touched on this several times before, but fine arts are not recognized as much as like other extracurriculars or other areas. So we got to be doing the most to be recognized.
But then when you look at like some of the top kids in your fine arts class, they're like amazing, but they're only doing it to like add to the other stuff they do.
Yeah. You
know, to be like well-rounded.
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants now, like a well-rounded person.
Yeah.
So they're in like the highest chapter and like calculus and all the sciences and whatnot. But then it's like, oh, I also play the cello and in top number one in the state. And who's like, what?
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah. And like, yeah. And like, again, with this meritocracy thing, like, you think, like, if I just do a little bit more, if I just do a little bit more, it's all going to be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's like a mindset I've had all throughout high school. But is the return worth more than the investment? That's a good question. But in my head, yes, it will be worth it because I'm not going to have to pay for college, like not a single penny. Like, don't get it twisted, guys. Homegirl is not paying for college. You're crazy if you think I am. But like, in order to get that, like I've cried so much. Like I've been like miserable and like so stressed and like I've like compromised my passions in order to chase this idea of meritocracy. So is what I'm giving up really worth what I may get in the future? It's not guaranteed, but what I may get.
But then it's like, are you really giving something up? Or are you just like committing to a different idea?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like maybe burnout is just like the inevitable thing. Like, it's not something maybe it's not something negative. Maybe it's like, it's just what is, right?
Yeah.
You never want to underestimate your abilities. Like, with me a lot, I feel like when I'm in like, I've said like 5 times now. This is embarrassing. But I feel as though when I'm entering a stage where I realize that it's going to be a lot, I have to sit and say, you can do this. It's like, you don't want to underestimate yourself.
Yeah.
I am capable of doing all of these things. It's just that I've never allowed myself to get to this point before.
Yeah.
So with burnout, is it just a sign that you've like unlocked a new level or something? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you just because then the next time you have burnout,
you have to do more to get to that next level.
Yeah. You're building a tolerance to yourself.
Riley. Oh my gosh. And then the final level, death.
Death. It's always death, bro. It's always death. And it's not a bad thing. Like, we're all gonna die.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. So maybe.
But premature death. Premature death.
But is death ever really premature?
Shut up. Oh my gosh. Is death ever premature? What do you mean?
Because even in the most horrific of situations, you can learn something from a death, right?
Yeah. Like from other people's deaths?
from other people, from your own death. Like, there's
from
always
your own death.
There's always like, something to be learned from a death, right?
Wait, maybe I'm like thinking too hard about this. Like, maybe you're talking like figurative death, like burnout death, not like death.
No, I'm talking about death.
Well, how can you learn from your death if you're dead?
Not you personally. I mean, like, other people are learning from your death. You're learning from other deaths.
Okay. Like, sorry.
You never just look at a death and you're like, oh, guess they're dead.
Yeah.
Like, you can just sit with it and be like, what is this teaching me about life? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because life and death are hand in hand.
Yes.
It's okay. We can do a whole episode on death because I think about death a lot. In like a,
me too.
Not in like a creepy way, just in a like, it's inevitable kind of way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Where were we at before death?
I forgot. It was your second question. If you have
Yeah, we were talking about why does it exist?
Yeah. Okay. Did we dive deep enough? Wait, I'm sorry.
I think we did because
our
got
dance
lost.
Teacher is like laughing at us right now. Oh my god, I'm sorry.
She's always the inspiration. It's okay.
I know. You're a queen. But,
okay, the next thing was just talking about our experiences with burnout, which I feel like we were already getting there.
Yeah.
So, because you were talking about meritocracy.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to get? I don't know.
Yes.
Question mark? I don't know.
I mean, I guess I've already talked about it and how I was like in like a, I don't know if this is the right word, but depressive state, like LMAO, like this is not funny.
It's not, but laughing to cope with serious issues.
You know what? Like, I don't know, man. Like, again, I have this, like, toxic mindset, and I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to say junior year was miserable, because there were, like, a lot of great things that happened, and, like, a lot of great people that I met.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just say it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that doesn't, like, glaze over the things that were really good about it. But
yeah,
it was just hard. And again, I am a tryhard, and I'm like, I don't know if I can do that again for another year, because we only have 1 year of high school left. And I think to myself, like if it means getting what I want in the end, I will spend another year, a carbon copy of junior year, both more fine arts, let's go. But it's still going to be like hard. And I'm going to tell you right now, junior year felt, like, pretty lonely. Just because, like, I have, like, a lot of, like, amazing people around me. But lonely in the sense that, like, I was not in the same classes as a lot of my friends.
Mm.
But that did allow me to make, like, really good friendships that I've been wanting to make for a long time. But the friendships that I had established in, like, middle school, I feel like they're not as strong as they used to be because of the path that I chose. But I feel like, I mean, I've seen, so like going into high school, I would watch like high school advice videos. And I feel like that's like pretty inevitable. Like, you know, everyone's going to do what they want to do. And if that means like not seeing some people as much as you used to, then so be it. But again, it was, like, kind of lonely, and, like, I do, like, internalize my feelings a lot, so it was just really hard, and burnout sucks. Like, I just, like, keep going, and I keep going, and, like, I take a break. I'm using, like, air quotations right now. I take a break, and, like, it's never enough. It's never enough. Like, oh, like, Denise, you should, like, get a decent amount of sleep each night. And yeah, that does something, but, bro, it is not enough. Like, I need to just, like, withdraw from the world for a second. Like, withdraw from everything. like fine arts, school, work. I need to withdraw from it all so I can just let go. And then like have a more clear vision of the things that I'm doing and why I appreciate them, rather than be blinded by all the stress that I'm under, if that makes sense. Like, I love the stuff I do, but it's the stress that kind of like makes it hard to love them as much as I truly do.
See?
Yeah. Death
teaches you to appreciate life. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's my connection.
You know what? Proverbs, Briley.
Thank you. Because I don't know how to... It's just like you exist, right?
Yeah.
And you get to a point where it's like you have to actually think, what am I going to do with my existence? And that's where we're at right now. That's all this stage of our life is.
Yeah.
What are we doing with our existence?
Yeah.
For me personally, burnout. Yeah. I feel like I did a lot of work to like delay my burnout this year.
Yeah.
Like I did a significant amount of fine arts stuff.
Yeah.
Like we in musical, of course. And then I did a student direct play at the end of the school year, which was basically like the last month of school. I was like killing myself just a little bit.
Yeah.
Cause like exam season.
And girl.
AP exams. And
AP exams were kind of hidden, but like exams.
And, like, regular exams and performances, like
your
concerts. And then I was also like, oh yeah, I'm going to be the lead in a play. Like who does that?
Yeah.
but it was like I forced the delay of my burnout.
Yeah.
Like, we're not gonna stop, you know what
yeah
I'm saying? I didn't even like do anything for my birthday. That's how I know I was just
dang,
like
Briley.
We gotta keep going.
Yeah,
we gotta keep going.
Oh my god. So then, the tech director, every year her birthday falls on the musical. Anyways, yeah. I'm sorry, that was like
my birthday
so
was
unrelated.
On my birthday it was on dance auditions.
Dang.
So, anyway, so I guess I just kind of was, like, delaying burnout.
Yeah.
So then, like I said, this first week of summer did not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm trying to figure out how to just live in a way that makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I want to feel like I'm achieving things.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could be a little toxic, but also maybe that's just the person I am.
Yeah.
Maybe I just want to be doing things all the time.
Yeah.
And it's finding the balance to do things without letting it get to the point that burnout happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't want it just to be like burst of energy either. I want it to just be like, this is just how I'm functioning.
Yeah.
Anyway,
wait, I feel like, you know how you said you, like, delayed your burnout or tried to?
Yeah.
Like, I had been burnt out since the summer before junior year.
Girl.
And I'm still burnt out. So, like, I've been, like, burnt out the whole time, but I've just been pushing through. So, I wonder, like, I think I've hit a breaking point. Because, like, even, like, early during the school year, I was like, oh my god, my voice! Like, a month into the school year, I was tired already. And, like, there were, like, points when I would, like, stop caring. Like, musical season. Like, it was getting a little scary how much I was starting to not care about school. And, like, towards the end of the school year, like, I know, like, AP exam and exams be hitting, but, like, I stopped caring, bro. Like, AP exams, okay, maybe that's, like, me, like, like, oh my god. Oh my god, I can't even English. Me not putting enough emphasis on the amount of work I've done, but, like, I kind of stopped caring. Like, I didn't study that much for AP exams. I did study a lot for, like, stats, though, because I was scared for that one. Mm-hmm. But, like, all the other AP exams, it's just like, you know what? Whatever happens, happens. I feel prepared. I feel a little, like, I'm not going to kill myself.
Sorry, go.
No, you're good.
Once you get to a point where you realize you can still do good without trying as hard, like, yeah. That's where I'm at right now. Especially, yeah. Like, academic-wise. Like, I want to do good because I want to do good, not because, yeah, I feel like I have to do good.
Yeah.
So if this is the energy I can put in and this is the result I can get with just what I want to do,
yeah,
then I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Or just knowing, like, me... No, you can go. I'm sorry.
No, but I was going to say, that's also just, like, me wanting to be good at things, you know? Yeah. Like, it doesn't work for everybody. Some people are, like, satisfied with a 65 always.
Yeah.
That is not me. Like, I know that me, on my own being, I would want the A's. Mm-hmm. But if it's, like, if it drops to, like, a 70 that one time in the month, it's okay.
Yeah.
I have faith in my abilities.
Yeah.
To be consistent.
Yeah. I feel like that's, like, a good thing about burnout. Okay, this is really bad. Encouraging burnout. Maybe I'm not encouraging it, but... Like
that's what I'm saying. Burnout, maybe it's energy. Yeah.
Like, a good thing is that you, like, figure out how to use your energy strategically. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, if it's not going to benefit me that much, or, like, if it's not too big of a deal, or if it's not, like, a priority to me, why would I exert a lot of energy on said thing? Like, for example, okay, eating is important, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why I was on the snack grind. Well, I do know, but, like, that was not good. But, like, AP exams and stuff, like, if you've been, like, focused all school year, don't feel like, mm-hmm, you have to kill yourself and waste a lot of energy on studying for AP exams. That's if true. You, yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. So,
this brings us to our last question. How can we avoid burnout? And I feel like we started to tap into the answer. It's learning how to distribute your energy.
Yeah.
Not doing things because you feel like it's expected of you, but because, yeah, it's something that you actually want to do.
Oh, my God. Our dance teacher's probably, like, preach right now.
Because I feel like the conclusion we come to is that burnout isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
It just means that you've pushed yourself.
Yeah.
And that you've tried something you didn't do before. You know what, yeah, I'm saying? So every time you have burnout, you should use it as a lesson and try to gain something new from it.
Yeah, but, like, what is the difference between being uncomfortable and burnout? Because being uncomfortable, that's when you push yourself. But, like, burnout, that's, like, well beyond the point of discomfort.
See, I always struggle with, like, discomfort and stuff like that, though.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if I'm doing something, if it's really benefiting me, then I won't actually feel that uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe.
When something is a challenge, I don't feel it as uncomfortable. I'm just like, oh, it's a challenge. Yeah. And maybe that's just a mental block in my mind. Like, maybe all challenges are uncomfortable and I'm just, like, not realizing it. But... I don't know. I feel like they're not the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's me.
I'm trying to, like, mentally figure out the difference. Like, discomfort, that's, like, a sign. I don't know. Because, personally, like, I like to be good at things right when I do them.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, that's not always going to be the case. And it may take a few more tries than you want to be good at something. Or you may just not be in the right headspace for something and you feel, like, a little uncomfortable. Like, sometimes when I'm not feeling the best, like, I feel, like, uncomfortable dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, it takes, like, a little bit to ease in. So maybe discomfort is just, like, a temporary mental block. Or it could be, like, a sign that your heart lies elsewhere. Like, mm-hmm, in computer science club, I joined, like, two meetings And I knew I was only doing it because I wanted something to add to my college apps. And I was uncomfortable because I didn't really want to do it. And that was a sign that my heart was lying elsewhere. But maybe burnout, maybe it's just a sign to, like, take a break. Or to, like, reflect and look back and see what you can do differently next time.
You know, that's good. I think that's the new, our new definition. Burnout is giving you space for reflection.
Yeah.
I think burnout only gets you, only breaks you as much as you let it.
Yeah. But sometimes, I don't know. Yeah, I did let it break me a lot. Why am I sounding so emo? I wasn't, like, miserable, but just, like, I was just lazy. Maybe I wasn't. Okay, oh, my God. Maybe I wasn't lazy. Maybe I was just, like,
tired. Out of you energy. You have to accept the fact that everyone needs a break. Your body needs a break. And that's all burnout is. It's a break and a time for reflection.
Yeah.
So that once that period is over, you can do bigger and better.
Yeah. You were right. Or it's a level up.
It's a level. I'm telling you, it's like
level up, level up.
That's all it is. All right.
But it can be like a really bad level up. Like you gotta rise from the ashes. Sometimes.
Well, it's not a level up if you're not using it correctly.
Yeah. Sorry. You just gained an elixir, a potion.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thanks for listening.
that was so abrupt.
Because I feel like we covered it.
Yeah.
At the beginning of this, we stated that burnout was a period of both physical and mental exhaustion, where you feel the need to collapse in a metaphorical sense.
Yeah.
And now we've come to the conclusion that burnout is just a time to reflect and an opportunity to level up.
Yeah.
Wow. That feels like a full circle moment to me.
Yeah. But don't try but don't try to make yourself burnt out, guys.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's not good. Mm-mm.
It's a natural occurrence.
Yeah. But don't try to make it happen. Or like if you feel like it's gonna like break you, like break you, avoid it. Take care of yourself.
Always.
Yeah.
All right. And that's our comeback episode.
Yeah. Guys, go listen to my Spotify. I got some fire playlists on there.
Yes.
I'm not going to say it. Yeah, 5 E's. DENIS and then 5 E's. I'm going to have a link. Yeah, 5. I'm going to have a link in the description. So go listen because I listen to everything. Yeah.
All right. Once again, we hope you found this entertaining. We hope we made you think differently.
Yes.
And we're going to try to be more consistent.
Yes, so we are. You guys are not ready. You guys are not ready. It's going to be crazy. Y'all don't even know.
Yeah. Anyway, so tune back in. And we'll see you when we see you.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Yeah.